6.
Now, Mihi Evi, let's stick with a theme. This one's sort of about motoring. And there's a whole lot of trouble brewing in Tauranga over allegedly vicious potholes, plaguing motorists and pedestrians alike, twisting ankles and knackering tyres. And some are taking to a bit of DIY to patch up the problem themselves because they reckon the council's not moving fast enough. Well, joining us now is the council's Transport Network Operations Manager, Tony Bonetti. Hi, Tony.
Hello, Lisa.
How big a problem is this, potholes?
Oh, well, there's definitely plenty of potholes out there. So, as you're probably aware, and listeners are probably aware, right around New Zealand, we've had, a significant rainfall events. We've just looked at our records for between June and September, and that's over the last 50 years. We've had the highest rainfall in that period, in that 50-year period. And even in the last 3 days, and the first 3 days of October, we've had another massive dumping. With where there's been about 90 mils of rain in the first 3 days, which is about 50% higher than average.
So what does that translate to in terms of gaping holes in your roads then?
Oh, yes. So when we get rain like that, unprecedented weather events like we're having right around New Zealand, it does affect the pavement and with the traffic we've got moving around, any little crack that's in the pavement, with the impact of the tyres running over it, we do get potholes.
So how many complaints are you getting? And I mean, what is the sort of collateral damage here? Because we're hearing cars are ruining their rims and having flat tyres, and also reports of pedestrian with multiple sprained ankles.
I'm not too sure about all the details of the year, but I think there has been lots of reports of cars damaging rims and things like that. And I think I guess the first protocol would be when you do have those sorts of situations, obviously safety is a priority, so make sure you get off the road and fix it safely, and then following up with reporting it into our system. We've got a pretty good system for reporting for potholes around the local roading network in Tauranga. So,
are you getting to them fast enough, Tony? Are you patching them up fast enough? Because some of the residents don't reckon you are.
We think we are. So in the last weekend, we obviously saw this weather event coming, and we worked with our contracting partners to get some additional resources in, and so we had crews working all over the weekend. And today, I was out there just assessing the situation this morning, and there was a massive rainfall event came in. And I guess the key thing is driving to the conditions. I had to slow down myself to about, walking pace, just because there was that much water sheeting across the road. And, it was quite dangerous. So you really got to slow right down and drive to the conditions.
How difficult is it to patch these holes up? And what do you know about people doing a bit of DIY themselves?
Firstly, patching. It is tricky. So pretty much when we've got the weather like we're getting at the moment, it's really a temporary repair. You really need to do a really good permanent repair. We really need fine weather. So what we do, working with the contracting partners we've got here, we go out and do temporary pothole pairs. That's the little asphalt mix we pot in. But to do anything other than a temporary emergency repair, we need good weather, and we just haven't had a good run, so we're looking forward to that.
And people who are filling these potholes themselves, Tony, what do you know about that?
Oh yeah, so we've seen some of that reported in the media. We really think that we do have. We've got the reporting line for reporting potholes. If you see something out there, report it through the reporting line in Tauranga City, and other jurisdictions have similar sort of things. We've got our professional contractors out there. They've got all the right gear, all the right safety equipment, so we really should be leaving it up to them to go out and fix it under proper controlled conditions.
Is it doing more harm than good when someone mixes up a bit of fastcrete and chucks it in one of these things?
Well, potentially, but I guess the main thing is that, they could be putting themselves in harm's way, and we don't want to do that. The contractors you've seen, they've got all the safety equipment, they've got traffic control, that's the best thing to do is to report through the system and get the contractors out there and fixing it.
Thanks for joining us, Tony. Really appreciate your time. That's Tony Bonetti, who's the Council's Transport Networks Operations Manager.